Good afternoon. A very warm and humid air mass remains in place across interior New York and New England, and temperatures today will continue to climb into the upper 80s to around 90 in many locations, with lower 90s expected in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into parts of southern New England. We'll have hazy sunshine mixed with billowing cumulonimbus clouds through the afternoon, eventually leading to a couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms today. However, a cool front out to the west will be the trigger for more additional showers and thunderstorms past sunset and into the overnight hours. Some of the storms late this afternoon, through the evening, and into the overnight period could be on the strong and even severe side with gusty winds and torrential downpours. After the showers and thunderstorms move through overnight tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy and areas of fog will develop as temperatures drop back on average into the lower 60s. Another area of high pressure will build in during the day tomorrow. We may start off with some clouds and fog, but skies will become mostly sunny. We'll have a westerly breeze bringing in lower humidity throughout the day, and temperatures will reach into the high 70s and lower 80s. The break from the humidity will be short-lived, however, as the humidity will build right back in during the day on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, lower to mid-80s, then middle and upper 80s again on Friday with high humidity and a mix of hazy sun and clouds. This will lead to the next front, which will make an approach late Friday and Friday night and linger across the area on Saturday. This is the best chance for additional scattered showers and thunderstorms to start the weekend. Highs on Saturday will be around 80. We'll start a drying trend Saturday night, which will last into the day Sunday, and with sunny skies for the second half of the weekend, a more autumn-like feel with much lower humidity and highs in the lower 70s. It'll remain sunny and seasonably cool on Monday, with highs again in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central New York southwestward into Kentucky. Surface heating within a rather moist environment should result in moderate instability through the afternoon and into the evening. Meanwhile, a strong belt of mid-level flow accompanying a trough of low pressure will overspread this region. These variables should support an increase in convective intensity as renewed development occurs along convective outflow and differential heating corridors into the afternoon. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Dolly, located about 145 miles east-southeast of Lepeche, Mexico. Dolly is moving toward the west-northwest, and this general motion should continue today into tonight at about 13 miles per hour. On the forecast track, the center of Dolly will approach the coast of Mexico by tonight and move inland by early tomorrow morning. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is possible until Dolly makes landfall later on. Dolly is expected to produce rainfall amounts of 3 to 6 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 10 inches through Wednesday evening. This rainfall could cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides in areas of mountainous terrain in northeastern Mexico. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-90s, Boston mostly sunny near 90, and in Buffalo partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms in the middle to upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57. The record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 39, in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:28 p.m., 13 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun and clouds, warm and humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s to middle 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s. showers and storms tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun and clouds, very warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sunshine, a nice breeze, and lower humidity with highs in the lower 80s. Sunny skies, lower to mid-80s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Friday, higher humidity in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday in the lower 80s, and back to the 70s with increasing sunshine on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.